The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas, the show that shows up to show you around the lyrical and the poetical in the literary world. Here we value a world of words like no other. What do we have in store for all of them today, Marty?
Woohoo, what?
A show that will shed light on dads.
Aww.
On fatherhood.
I can't wait.
Okay, Marty. Good versus bad.
Uh-huh.
What does a good father look like in fiction and or pop culture? Let's see who's on your list.
I like Stoic the Vast from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was firm with his son's safety in mind, of course, and of course his people's safety. But he apologized when he realized he was wrong and supported his son's ventures.
Oh, that is so cool.
How about you, Cookie?
A great example of a good one for me would be Lion King's Mufasa.
Aww.
And Antonio Ricci in Bicycle Thieves.
Okay.
Those fathers are all about love, love, love.
Aww.
It would be so nice to be protected and be guided by them.
Oh, that's for sure.
How about your list of bad fictional fathers, Marty?
Okay.
Who do you have there?
I'd say the dying king of Stormhold in Stardust.
Oh, okay.
Man, why would you continue the trend of letting your sons kill each other to get the throne? Like, that's so horrible.
Yeah.
I'm so passionate about it because he just laughed and then he died. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, in my case, I detest Humbert Humbert in Lolita.
Oh.
With his desires, which he justified. It's inappropriate.
I applaud you for finishing the book, okay?
It's a good one, in fairness.
I have no words.
And Ed Boon from The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime
is
also one character I dislike.
Yeah.
I can only hope those two fathers would not jump out of the page and just remain, you know, fictional.
That's true. Yes. Please don't.
Yeah. On poetry and spoken word, Marty, uh-huh. with dads, for dads, and about dads, uh-huh. which ones moved you? Which ones do you feel connected with?
Ah, I found this very endearing kid's poem, Walk With Me, Daddy, by Helen Bush. Here it goes. Walk alongside me, Daddy, and hold my little hand. I have so many things to learn that I don't yet understand. Teach me things to keep me safe from dangers every day. Show me how to do my best at home, at school, at play. Every child needs a gentle hand to guide them as they grow. So walk alongside me, Daddy. We have a long way to go.
That's cute.
Yes. How about you, Cookie?
Okay, I like Lee Stockdale's My Dead Father's General Store in the Middle of a Desert.
Mm-hmm.
All My Pretty Ones by Anne Sexton.
Mm-hmm.
The Gift by Lee Young Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Stillness by Sharon Olds.
Mm-hmm.
On the Beach at Night by Walt Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
My Father Moved Through Dooms of Love by E. Cummings.
Uh-huh.
And Father's Song by Gregory Orr.
Wow.
I also like Chief and Me and Julian's Daddy Issues. As he says, my father's first poem, Poetic Moments, Absent Father, and My Father, a Tree by Tina Chang.
Wow, what a list,
yeah.
Cookie.
Now let's go to our first guest. With his take on a poem for fathers, we give you Joel Toledo with Lasco.
This poem is titled Lasco, spelled L-A-S-C-A-U-X. And it's about a cave in France where many prehistoric artwork were discovered. Lascaux. In the end, the body, brittle and bony, finds a way to further disfigure itself, wholly with the minuteness of contact. Even some are born for the hunt, whose young fingers must be scattered and splayed on cave walls, as in Lascaux. Everything known becomes new again in moments of rediscovery. I arrive at a strange silhouette, but it is only my father's. The same but different, wielding the same hands. Save with pigment the color of rain cloud, the texture of a prune. A replica of the cave would be built to preserve the drawings inside, one open to presence and further intrusions. But there is within it a formal feel, walls devoid of insects, and ether and water dripping down the many cracks and crevices. I still see the two boys camped by the true cave's entrance. They would tarry there for over a year, keeping vigil the sacred and impermanent. I know now what to make of my life.
Marty, yes. Speaking of the historical and fathers, please tell us who's who in literature.
Let me talk a bit about the word father. According to fatherly.com, father comes from the Proto-Indo-European pater, spelled P, turned E or schwa, T-E-R, and Old English father, spelled F, then combined letter A-E, D-E-R, meaning he who begets a child. Then the phonetic shift from P to F in Middle English. Dad or papa came from a natural sound from children's mouth as a second stab at consonants after they try the most natural mama. So pater and the pa part is what started as pa in papa, then became dada, tata, or baba.
Wow, that is so cool.
It's so cute, no? With regards to historical fathers, I did find several sites online listing the founding fathers in English literature. Okay. Here are some. Geoffrey Chaucer, the father of English poetry and the English language. Venerable Bede, the father of English learning. King Alfred the Great, the father of English prose. Sir Francis Bacon, the father of English essay. Christopher Marlowe, the father of English tragedy. William Shakespeare, the father of English drama. John Dryden, the father of English criticism. Lindley Murray, the father of English grammar. James Joyce, the father of English stream of conscious novel. Edgar Allan Poe, the father of English mystery play and English short story. Henry Fielding, the father of English novel. Samuel Johnson, the father of English one-act play. Sir Thomas Wyatt, the father of English sonnet. Mark Twain, the father of American literature. Walt Whitman, the father of American English poetry. William Dunlap, the father of American drama. Charles Brockden Brown, the father of American novel. Noam Chomsky, the father of modern linguistics. Robert Browning, the father of dramatic monologue. Isaac Asimov, the father of science fiction. Horace Walpole, the father of Gothic novel. William Wordsworth and Samuel Taylor Coleridge, fathers of Romanticism. And William Tyndale, the father of Anglo-Saxon prose.
Such brilliant fathers.
Yep. How about you, Cookie?
Trivia time.
Trivia.
Okay, did you know that Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night was written about the death of Dylan Thomas's own father?
Wow.
Yeah, and that the poem was completed not long before Dylan himself would die, aged just 39, in 1953.
Oh, that is very sad.
Yeah. Okay, did you know that Stanley Kunitz's father committed suicide before the poet was born?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and yet the father's absence is still felt 64 years later. Kunitz wrote about it in his poem, The Portrait.
Isn't that bittersweet?
Yeah. Okay, on a lighter note, did you know that writer dad Stephen King has writer kids?
Whoa.
Yeah, Joe Hill and Owen King, both sons have written fiction in short form and long form.
Wow.
Owen King has penned a graphic novel while Joe Hill earned an Eisner Award for his comic book series Lock and Key. I love Lock and Key.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you've been binging on it.
Yeah. Did you know that writer dad James Wright won the Pulitzer Prize in poetry for his collected poems in 1972, while his writer kid Franz Wright won the Pulitzer Prize in poetry for his 2003 collection Walking to Martha's Vineyard?
Wow, they're so lucky.
I was barely breathing.
I noticed.
The genius runs in the family.
Oh, most definitely.
Next up is Abaluch Delena with Jesus Danilo.
Jesus Danilo. Mahal kong ama, kinasasabikan kong pag-alayan ka ng tula. Hindi man ako dito, tunay na dalubhasay, nais ko lamang na ikaw ay matuwa. Marami ang nagsasabi na ang salita ay pawang salita lamang. Ngunit sino ang makapagsasabi kung ang anak ay sinungaling kapag siya ang nagsabi sa sariling ama ng mahal kita? Ang sabi ni Jesus, ako at ang ama ay iisa. At tinawag niya ang kanyang ama, Abba, Father. Sa kabilang banday, ang pangalan ng aking ama ay si Jesus. At ako na anak niya ay nagngangalang Abba. Ang aking amang si Jesus Danilo ay isang pintor. At ang anak niya ay tulad rin niya at nadagdagan pa. Dahil nagkukunwat, nagpapakamakata. Ngunit alam kong labis mong magugustuhan ang tulang ito, dahil ito'y nagmula sa aking puso para lamang sa'yo.
Marty!
Yes!
Since I like dad jokes, oh, I'm gonna ask you to oh, share a few my way. Come on, let's have a good laugh here.
Okay. I have some. Did you know that the first French fries weren't cooked in France?
Okay.
They were cooked in Greece.
That's good. I like that.
Okay, get another. What do you call a bundle of hay in a church?
What?
Christian bale.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah, I do. Getting there.
That's what dad jokes are for. They're so corny. I have one more.
Okay.
What is a guitar player's favorite Italian food?
Tell me.
Stromboli.
Okay. Okay. I'll let you have this.
How about you, Cookie? Your jokes.
Okay. Here's a dad joke. Okay. Why did a coach go to the bank?
Why?
To get his quarterback.
So annoying.
Another one.
Okay.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What?
Supplies!
Oh my goodness, it's so bad.
Yeah, sounds like me. I remember you saying.
Yeah, when you would joke around, yeah.
Here's another dad joke.
All right.
Sorry, I just have to announce beforehand to water down the element of supplies.
So irritating.
Okay, did you hear about the man who cut off his left leg?
No. Why? What happened?
He's all right now.
Oh, it's so annoying. It's so bad.
Yeah, he's all right now. On with our lineup. Now here's Agatha Buensalida with Sa Eroplano Minsang Lumipad Mula Sa Aking Tuhod.
Sa eroplanong minsang lumipad mula sa aking tuhod. Alam kong kaya mong magbanyuhay. Mula sa eroplanong laging biro ang paglabas, sa galos ng malilikot at musmus kong mga tuhod, minsan nagiging kutsara kang pinaiikot-ikot ni Papa sa hangin upang aliwin ako kapag ayaw kong kumain dahil ayaw ko ang ulam o mas gusto kong buksan ang mga pasalubong niya. Sa mga gabing walang pahinga ang aking pagkasabik sa ama, papel kang itinutupi ni Papa at pinalilipad hanggang kisame at maya-maya'y bangkang papalaot sa dagat ng kumot hanggang dumaong ang aking kulit sa kobrekama. Alam kong kaya mo pa rin magbanyuhay. Kahit ngayon nilisan na ako ng kamusmusan at dinadayo pa rin ni Papa ang tagumpay sa ibang bayan. Kaya maaari ka bang maging economy class na eroplanong susundo sa kaniya? Kung hindi ba ka pwedeng maging kang lumilipad o lumulutang na papel o maging malaking kutsarang sasandukin ang himpapawid? Kung hindi pa kalabisan, maaari ka bang lumabas mula sa mga sugat ni Papa? Sa tuhod, sa puso, at ihatid mo siya rito ng buo? Magbanyuhay ka at tulungan mo siyang muling mabuo.
We would like to thank Miggy Escano for his support.
Thank you so
much,
Miggy! Thank you,
Miggy! Also, check out Nail Down the Sky by Jam Pascual.
Jam Pascual's first book of poetry takes from a generation's particular interest in multi and meta narratives and how these inform the crisis of belief in ideology, identity, and becoming. In this landscape, the crisis of faith is made real through poetry at the same time that it allows grief to take form. According to Pet Magno, these poems seethe with many-eyed omnipotence and speak with a singular voice through gritted teeth, philosopher for the undersides of the everyday. Soothsayer of the tortured present, Nail Down the Sky is an angel in that it is the harbinger of the futures that are already terrifyingly, awesomely upon us. For Gian Lau, if Jam Pascual's poems were rooms, they would be packed with music and artifacts, artillery and appliances, old clothes, memorabilia. A single light bulb flickers, impossible to find anything you set out to find. Every single thing you pick up possesses you with history and meaning. Each poem in this collection becomes a scavenger hunt for something you didn't know you were looking for, a feeling you can't name, a way of speaking, a sound that shouldn't remind you of childhood, but does anyway. I want to leave this book under every mess in my home so I can listen for its beating heart. I want it to call to me, unplanned, on days I don't have time for poetry, and remind me that I am always looking for something, even when I'm not. Jam Pascual is a writer based in Metro Manila. They were a fellow for poetry for the 15th IAS National Writers Workshop and the 56th Silliman University National Writers Workshop. Their poems have appeared in journals such as Rambutan Literary, the biannual Skinny, Cordite Poetry Review, and TLDTD, among others. Their prose has appeared in publications and news outlets from Rappler and CNN Life to Young Star and Wonder.
Where to purchase Nail Down the Sky? The publisher Everything's Fine Books has a physical store. It's at Unit G8, Prince Tower, Salcedo Village, Tordesillas, Makati. You could also find Everything's Fine Books in Lazada. Be the seed that spreads creativity. In the name of our Father.
Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Bigas Filipinas.